This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Like most merchants, booksellers are feeling the economic pinch this holiday season. Sales are down, although as Christmas nears, there's hope for some last-minute buying. NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg asked three independent bookstore owners for some literary gift suggestions.
Nary a predictable pick from our booksellers. Everything from photographs of Cuba to a children's book on Gandhi to a book about architect Santiago Calatrava's new art museum in Milwaukee. That choice from bookseller David Schwartz in Milwaukee. David's dad, Harry W. Schwartz, opened his first bookshop there in 1927. From his father and from his own experience with five family stores now, David Schwartz learned how important this month is in the book business.
You make a little money in the month of November, you make 95% of your profit in December.
And the rest of the year you break even or lose money. So this December, David Schwartz hopes buyers will consider Dai Cigi's novel, Balzac and the Little Chinese Seamstress, a gem of a book, according to Mr. Schwartz. The story takes place during the Cultural Revolution in China.
It has these two charming young men who find that they can revitalize the village by storytelling.
In the midst of Maoist repressions, the men come upon a trove of forbidden Western literature, including some novels by Balzac, which they retell to comrade peasants in a remote village. David Schwartz also has a pick for children. This kid's book is by cartoonist Jules Pfeiffer. It's called I'm Not Bobby.
It's a story of a young boy whose mother is calling him Bobby, and he won't come because he's not Bobby. He is something else. He's a lion. He is a spacecraft. He's many things, and eventually he does come to realize that he has to probably exist in the world along with his mother.
A most valuable lesson, no? I'm Not Bobby by Jules Pfeiffer. And now, here is Bobby. Bobby Titchener, owner of Annie Bloom's Books in Portland, Oregon. Her picks for the holiday include the just-released complete works of Isaac Babel, short stories, plays, diaries by the Russian-Jewish master, believed to have been executed by the Soviets in 1940. Bobby Titchener says Babel has been compared to Chekhov and Dostoevsky.
His stories have wonderful characters. They're funny and tragic, and it shows sort of the arc of Russian history during his lifetime.
The complete works of Isaac Babel. In Portland, Bobby Titchener also likes Earth from Above, 365 Days. French photographer Jan-Arthur Bertrand's bird's-eye views of much of a beautiful and battered world.
One of the more stunning ones is of a tank graveyard in Kuwait. There's pictures from the Ukraine that show Chernobyl looking quite beautiful. There are pictures from Morocco, from India.
And from Cuba, photographs of Havana by Robert Polidori. This book, a choice from Mitchell Kaplan, owner of Books and Books in Miami and Coral Gables.
Today in Havana, a lot of its architecture is in decay. But when you look at this book, there's something quite beautiful about the city, and you get a really wonderful insight into the soul of Havana through its architecture.
Havana, photographed by Robert Polidori. Mitch Kaplan also likes a book by two BBC journalists, David Edmonds and John Idenow, which is a smart and witty history of 20th century philosophy. The book is called Wittgenstein's Poker, the story of a 10-minute argument between two great philosophers.
Wittgenstein and Karl Popper, the two great 20th century philosophers, and they only had the chance to meet once for 10 minutes.
It was at Cambridge University in 1946. Karl Popper was the guest speaker. Ludwig Wittgenstein came to hear him. Popper's topic, are there philosophical problems? Karl Popper got 10 minutes into his lecture when
Wittgenstein picked up a poker from the fireplace and threw it down in disgust and ran out of the room.
That's a nice philosophical argument right there.
Exactly.
Wittgenstein's Poker, the story of a 10-minute argument between two great philosophers, the choice of Mitchell Kaplan, owner of Books and Books in Florida. Mitch says his business is mixed this holiday season. Locals keep the Coral Gables store lively. In Miami, sales are down, though, fewer tourists. But Mitch Kaplan in sunny, palmy Florida is ever the optimist. All we need is a good snowfall, he says. Our thanks to him and the other independent bookstore owners, Bobby Titchener at Annie Bloom's Books in Portland, Oregon, and David Schwartz at Harry W. Schwartz Bookshops in metropolitan Milwaukee. These and lots more of their suggestions on our webpage, npr.org. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington.